So he went about all the cities and villages, teaching that in their synagogue. Notice what he was doing, teaching. What is teaching? Instructing, bringing information, making people aware, letting them know that what he came to do, there's a better way. Remember, God's way of doing things has showed up. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was going about making people aware that God has showed up to let them know that there was a better way of life. There was more to life than what they had. And that's what we're here on this Wednesday night Bible class, to let you know there's a better way. God's way is a better way. God's way is free from sin, free from disease. Oh yeah, they come at you. You have to stand your ground. Once you know the truth, take your stand on the word of God. Amen. And don't you give in to it. The Bible tells us in Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:12, he said, fight the good fight of faith. You notice in that fighting the good fight of faith, he never said, fight the devil. You know why? Because the devil already lost. Jesus already won the victory over him. So we don't have to fight him. And you know what the enemy does when he come at us with all the fear and doubt and all this stuff? He after your faith. He's trying to get you into fear. He's trying to get you to doubt God and not believe his word, not hold fast to his word, not stand on his word, not learn the word, not find out what's already been done for you. That's why. But you have to fight. Amen. It's a faith fight. I'm not giving up my faith. Fear come at you in the nighttime. Fear come at you walking through the day. He'll come at you and tell you, no, that's not true. Tell you you're not going to live out your days in health and strength on this earth. Yeah, he'll come and try to take it from you, but you fight the good fight of faith. Tell you that your children are all going to the dogs. They'll never turn out to be anything, but you fight the good fight of faith. You take this word of God and you proclaim over yourself, your family, your house, your household, your family, your household, who you are, your own domain. You proclaim who you are, what God has said. I take my stand. All my children, they shall follow the way of God. They shall serve God. I cover them with prayer. I cover them with the blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So he went about all the cities and villages and teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Verse 26, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them. What did he see? Because they fainted and were scattered. And the Amplifier says they were harassed. When he saw them fainted, scattered, harassed, like as a sheep having no shepherd, as a sheep having no shepherd. See, a shepherd watch over the sheep and protect them from the wolves and from the danger. He saw them harassed, fainting, scattered by the work of that devil. And he said in verse 37, then he said unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Verse 38, look what he said. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. I never paid any attention to this, didn't even know it till I heard Brother Hagin bring it out. And then I noticed and I read through the Bible, and I have never found a script. You can't find a script in the New Testament where Jesus ever said, pray that he will save the lost. Pray that the lost will be saved. you can't find it. You know why? In his mind, they already been saved. He already took their sin. He already died on the cross for them. But he said, pray that we will go tell them so they'll know, so they can respond. And that's why I'm here today. To encourage, admonish you who are born again, that you get busy telling people what Jesus has done for them. And that you, if you're not saved, you hear what this gospel is saying. I want to tell you, God wants you to receive what he's already done for you. And so he said, pray. Amplifier said, force out, thrust out laborers into the harvest. I want you to know and understand, this is one of the things that is so dear to the heart of God. He wants his family. He wants his church. He wants his body. This is dear to the heart of God. And Jesus said for us to go, he didn't say stay. How Jesus went about all the cities and villages, preaching and teaching, healing. Jesus went. Now he's telling us to go in all the world and preach this gospel to every creature. Hallelujah. And that's what this gospel is all about. What is it? Good news that the poor don't have to be poor anymore. The lost don't have to be lost anymore. The sick don't have to be sick anymore. The brokenhearted don't have to be brokenhearted anymore. The bound person do not have to be bound up. The lame don't have to be lame anymore. The weak do not have to be weak anymore. Why? Because this good news, God has sent Jesus to restore us back to our rightful place with him. Hallelujah. Peter was sent to the Gentile. After the resurrection of Jesus, and Peter had a problem, but God, he fell in a trance. He fell in a trance, and God helped him out. And when he came out of that trance, and in that trance, he saw all kind of a sheet were let down, and he saw all kind of animal beasts, all kind of, he called them unclean things. And he said, never, that never end in my mouth. And when it was all over, he found out God was sending him to the Gentiles.